In the law of attraction, or law of mirroring, it states that equal frequencies attract, as in if you hold the correct vibration you will attract whatever you want, or is in your immediate attention. Just to set things straight, although you can interpret this as attracting what you want with your vibration, in reality, you are becoming compatible in vibration with what you want, meaning that you are not bringing to you that what you want, it's more like you are becoming it, or the situation to have it, remembering that you manifest what you are and not what you want. Setting aside the law of attraction, or the law of mirroring, I'd like to talk to you about something that occurs between existential densities, and I've not seen anyone talk about this anywhere, not even my predecessors. By existential densities, I mean the 3D on Earth and the 5D supposedly found everywhere else, although I'm using this as an explicatory reference because, as I said in my previous video, I don't agree with numbering densities as they are a state of mind and consciousness, not a place you are in. But I'm using them here to refer to the separation or isolation the culture on Earth is in, regarding the lack of communication, and the lack of knowledge the majority of the population has about the existence of more human life outside Earth, as well as life outside in general. This isolation creates the reality bubble we call the Matrix on Earth, the reality that is contained there, that is self-validating, and does not reflect what is outside of it, meaning that the reality and cosmology of the people of Earth and all their belief systems do not match the one that the others, so-called space humans, observe. This is important to have in mind, to understand the mirroring effect, as it occurs even when two or more existential realms are completely isolated and cut off from one another. Although it may occur, precisely because of that separation, this is not well understood because it can even happen within, or inside the same realm. I'm calling it a mirroring effect for lack of a better name, and it would be the best translation possible from the Andromedan language, Anara, similar to the Nepali word for mirror, Ana. The mirroring effect is when circumstances, events, situations, and even people and objects may spontaneously repeat from one side of the two isolated realms to the other. And this may happen with small things or unimportant situations, or it can also happen with larger events. For example, in space near Earth, two small ships may collide while they are being moved inside their mothership's hangar, and at the same time, or shortly thereafter, two aircraft may also have a similar mishap on Earth. Or the reverse, a starseed on Earth may slip and fall while gardening, and someone in space who knows that starseed, and may even be part of the space crew who is monitoring that specific person, may also fall down in the same way. Although this may easily be discarded as mere coincidences at first, when those events start to accumulate in number, it no longer can be explained by simple chance, and as they go accumulating, it becomes self-evident that something else is going on there. These occur for good and for bad in an equal manner, for both unfortunate events, and beneficial ones as well. Although these small mishaps and small events are the most common expressions of the mirroring effect, much larger and more complex expressions also occur quite often, where a series of events and situations may copy themselves from one side to the other almost completely, only adapting its context and circumstance to whatever each realm has, and what defines it. For example, a car that has a mechanical failure on Earth may be the reflection of a ship or a shuttle also failing, but this time in space, this depends directly on who is the owner of such a car and of the shuttlecraft as well. The biggest and most interesting examples of this mirroring effect are when two very connected persons, one in space and the other on Earth, experience the same chain of events, each one with their individual circumstances according to the realm where they live, same events but adapted to where each person is. As a consequence of this mirroring effect, sometimes a person may be duplicated, not only as in having the same looks, but with circumstances in their lives as well. And an example of this is the doppelganger effect on Earth, where two people may suddenly find someone that looks exactly as they do. As with an effect of traveling in a starship, this is for stellar people, when someone, the same person and same identity, exists twice in a specific place or realm like on Earth, as a consequence of time and space travel. Both examples of the same person can experience the same chain of events, or one or another repeating circumstance. Here I must briefly explain that when a starship makes a time jump, it can duplicate itself and its crew in some place and realm, without creating any paradoxes, which only exist in Earth's science fiction time travel novels, and its theoretical science as well, because they do not know the true nature of time. For example, a starship can jump back in time to where it was yesterday, existing there twice and its crew as well. Time travel and hyperspace are basically the same things, both depend on mimicking the frequency of their destination using the ship's engines and immersing the entire ship in a high-energy toroid, so it becomes compatible with its destination, thus causing it to jump there, as it is more of the same frequency and vibration of that destination. Past, present and future are just frequency destinations you can represent with an energetic numerical value, as I explained in one of my first videos, called Stellar Navigation, Basic Principles. And that value can be reproduced with energy-based electromagnetic plasma drive engines. This duplication is quite common for a flight crew with this capacity and technology, where sometimes one example of the stellar person may end up living on Earth as a step down for whatever reason, while the other may remain living in space. Although in this case, it is not a mirror effect as such, as the person is simply duplicated because of another reason, a starship traveling, it is the case that those duplicated people experience the very same effects of the mirroring effect, also giving us a clue to why this phenomenon occurs. On the other hand, it is quite common to find people who look exactly the same, or almost exactly the same on Earth and in space, even though there is no starship, nor any technology at play here in that case. Both people seem to naturally look alike, almost as if those two souls would be using the very same brand, make and model of a body. This is quite common, as if there would be a limited amount of variants of Lyrian, human bodies, and they eventually repeat, even though, as we've said before, a body will be a direct reflection and manifestation of the soul that is using it. This would mean that one way or another, those two people who at first seem not to have anything in common, do share a very strong soul connection, even though one is on Earth living a life as a human, and the other in space as a crew member of a starship. This mirroring effect has caused many problems, especially during the First Contact project, where a stellar person may have shared their photograph with someone, only to be later accused of catfishing or plagiarizing the identity of another person. Another interesting example of this mirror effect is when an event is photographed, where the very same photograph may have more than one context and explanation. The previous situations and chains of events that led to the one instant captured in the photograph may vary depending on the point of view of the observer and its personal context. This also leads to much confusion. And these timeline-based differences to the cause and context of a photograph or photographs, I will be explaining in detail in a future video. This situation with photographs is also quite common, although it does not always happen. And it is said to be related to the amount of attention energy that is given to each situation. The mirror effect is not perfectly well understood, not even from the point of view of stellar civilizations with advanced technology, It seems to be something that happens naturally, as part of existence itself, but nevertheless there are some important scientific clues as to how this may occur. One is the compatibility of frequencies, where a set of them is repeated within another context, therefore creating the circumstances for the mirror effect to take place. Everything that once existed, exists now, and will ever exist, is energy, and energy is frequency and vibration. It does repeat its patterns and its harmonics, and when that happens, a situation, a person or an event is duplicated. This is part of the very fabric of space and time, and the only reason this is not more widely known is that you need to study this phenomenon being able to perceive at least two existential realms at once, in order to be able to contrast and compare what occurs in each one of them, and the relationship between those situations, things, events, and people. If you exist in only one and perceive only one realm, it will be very difficult to be able to find examples of the mirroring effect, because whatever you may encounter may easily be explained away as simple coincidences, although the doppelganger phenomenon is hard enough to explain away with simple terms, ignoring a much larger cause and context. Another explanation for this phenomenon is quantum entanglement, a concept of quantum mechanics, where two or more particles become impregnated by the quantum state of the other, where their characteristics and physical properties, such as momentum, spin, polarization, and position, cannot be defined independently from one another. So when one or more particles are separated at a distance from one another, any change of quantum state in one will reflect immediately in the other, or others regardless of how far away they may be from each other. This also obeys the principle of non-locality that states that distance and time are only an illusion and a perception derived from consciousness. This means within the phenomenon of the mirroring effect, that the duplicated subjects, whatever they are entangled at a quantum level, so whatever happens to one set of particles will reflect in the other set in the very same manner. As I said above, people, objects and situations are all energy and play a dynamic within it, called harmonics of a frequency. Everything that exists is energy, and it is a direct manifestation and a creation of consciousness as I've expressed before.